I'll never forget the time I was horseback riding with my kids and my sweet daughter Jess was bucked off a horse. Oh man, she wanted nothing to do with horses afterward. And if she had stayed with that mindset, every subsequent passing day would make it harder and harder for her to get back up on that horse. But she chose to face her fear and remount that horse the very same day. The day ended well and her earlier fall was soon forgotten. That's exactly how fear works, my friend. If you give it an inch, it will become your ruler. Ha, you see what I did there? I want you to reframe what you've made failure mean. Failure at anything doesn't mean that you're a failure. Never does. In fact, it means nothing about you except that you had the guts to take a risk. It means that your action might need a little tweaking. And it also means that you're a step closer to succeeding. Your fear is only a thought, nothing more. Don't allow a mere thought to keep you from your dreams. Make that phone call. Ask that question. Take that course. Start that business. Speak up. Stand up. Rise up. Put your butt on the line and be willing to fail. I tell you what, my failures, they've taught me more about success than any book, advice, or seminar ever will. Remember, nothing great was ever accomplished from an easy chair. Ease is a far greater threat to your success than challenge or hardship ever will be. We don't grow when things are easy, have you noticed? We grow when they're hard. That challenge that you're facing right now, well, it's a stepping stone, not a blockade or a wall. Hold it as such, believe it as such, embrace it as such, and ask God to honor your courage and determination. Then get back up on that horse. This is your buddy Rob. This is love and encouragement from my family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.